Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Why are unbelievers condemned? We alluded to this early. I mean, unbelievers are condemned. Stand condemned before God the Father. Their future is hell. It's terrible. Why? It's not because of their sin. I said it's not because of their sin. But because of what? Failure to believe on Jesus and accept Him. And this is the condemnation. That light is come into the world and men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light and neither comes to the light lest his deeds should be reproved or discovered or made known. But he that does truth comes to the light that his deeds may be manifest that they are wrought in God. Here's the problem. So we talked about this last week. Personal sin is relative to personal light. We read there in Romans. You remember we looked at all those scriptures about how when there was no law, sin was not imputed? What does that mean? Well, when you don't see the difference and you don't know the difference, then you're not held accountable for sin. But when the light comes and you know, and you know what's right and wrong, and you choose to do the wrong, that's when you sin. Right? And the thing is, so many people act ignorant. You do understand, a lot of people have seen more than they're admitting. I said, so many people have, you know, like in this country. People say, well, you know, it's so sad that people have not heard the gospel. There are millions in this country that have heard the gospel. And they saw it, and they refused it. Hosea says, my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. What is it? Hosea 4:6, I think it is. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. That's not the end of the verse. It's what's like a semicolon or something. And it says, because you have rejected knowledge. The big problem is in seeing things and then not going with it. There are untold millions in this country of people. People who are born again, but they're going to a church that doesn't preach being filled with the Spirit and talking in tongues. But they've seen it. They've seen the legitimacy of it in the Scripture. They've seen the reality of it, but they have shut it off and they have turned it aside. Why? Because my church doesn't accept it. And if I get into that, my friends won't understand. Right? We got people all the time, they slip in the back in here. And we love it. We're glad for anybody to come. But don't be ashamed of us. Right? Now you might think, well, why do you say that, Brother Keith? Jesus had that people were ashamed of him. Right? Paul said that. Right? Concerning Timothy and different. He said, don't be ashamed of me. It's always been that way. We should identify with Jesus. And if you don't like Jesus, then you ain't gonna like me either. Right? Because I want to identify with him from top to bottom. If you like him, you're gonna like me too. Right? And when you see light, you must accept it. What if my kinfolks don't see it? Don't you stay in darkness with them. The Lord's talking to some people right here tonight. What if my people that I've been running with, you know, my friend, what if they don't see it? Well, if they don't see it, that's between them and the Lord. If they really don't see it, he's not going to hold them accountable for it. But if you see it, he knows what you see. Right? You might be able to snowball somebody else, but he knows what you've seen. He knows what you understand, and he expects you and I to walk in 100% of what we have seen and know. Right? And when you do, there'll be some separations. Jesus said it. He said, you think I've come for peace? He said, no. When I come, it's going to cause half the family to go this way and half the family to go that way, right? Why? Because people are going to see light. Some won't see it, but some will see it and receive it. Some will see it and refuse it. And because of that, people will wind up going different directions. But you got to make up your mind. That's why Jesus said, if you're going to be my disciple, what's it going to cost you? Everything. You got to lay down your life. You got to be willing to leave anybody and anything, any job, anything, any place, right? If the light takes you from it, you follow the light, right? You follow the light. And if people don't understand, I know when I went off to Bible school, a lot of my folks didn't understand. And some of my ministers didn't understand. Two major different ones I talked to wouldn't even recommend me. I needed a pastor's recommendation to go. They wouldn't give it to me. And more than one felt like it was their duty to come by and talk to me and try to get me straightened out. I had gotten in with this health and wealth gospel bunch. This name it, frame it, confess it, possess it, blab it, grab it bunch. And they had to come save me. And some of them had some pretty good arguments. And me in my ignorance, I didn't know the scripture. I didn't know what to tell them. And some of them sat down, and some of them were sincere. They just were sincerely wrong. They said, now Keith, you know, we don't have many young men in the church here that's serious about God like you are. We need you here. And I thought, huh, I don't want to let my community down, my people down. And they said, and besides that, isn't the Holy Spirit your teacher? Well, yeah, I'd read that. Well, then can't he teach you here? I thought, well, I reckon he could. And some of their arguments, you know, were pretty plausible. But then when they'd all go home and I'm laying in our little bed of our 1969 Marriott mobile home at night, I couldn't get away from this. Did you hear me now? There was something in here that I had to go. Why do you have to leave home and everybody can go out there? I don't know, but I got to go. Right? I don't know why, but I got to go. So we loaded up the truck. And we looked like the Beverly Hillbillies. And thing after thing has been like that. I mean, in more recent times, go to Branson. Why? And I also had some well-meaning folks. What do you want to go to Branson for? They already got churches up there. Yeah, pretty much every place in the States you want to go, they already got churches. Well, why you want to go? You got a good ministry. You're busy doing this. You got all these invitations. Why you want to go? Well, because light has come to you. Did you hear me? Now, light has come to you and you don't have to figure it out. That's what faith is all about, that you'll step out and you don't know why. You'll obey and go, not knowing where you're going. Oh, but I wouldn't have got to know you. We wouldn't be here tonight. We wait all the great things that God's done for us in 2 years. It wouldn't have been with us. It wouldn't have been for us. I mean, as a group. Oh, God is so good. You got to make up your mind. When the light comes, I'm gone. I'm going with the light. I'm following the light. Right? If I get light, well, I saw light on talking in tongues. Well, I don't care if half the folk around think it's of the devil. I'm going to talk in tongues. Did you hear me? I hope they're ignorant, because if they're not, it's called blaspheming the Holy Ghost for them to say it's of the devil. Did you hear me? I hope they're ignorant when they say it. If not, it's serious. I've seen revelation on prosperity. People can make fun of me and not like me, but I'm going to preach it. I know where God brought me from. I don't live in the 1969 Marriott mobile home. No more. We live in a good place. A fine place. And I didn't steal one offering to get there. Didn't tell one lie. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the light. When you see light, you got to make up your mind, I'm going on with this. And if the bunch that you're with don't want you, then find a bunch that's got the same light. Right? And hook up with them and say, we all going in this light. Right? We're not going to judge other people for what they see or don't know. I don't know what they see. That's one reason we don't judge each other. I don't know what they see or don't see. If they tell me, Brother Keith, I just can't see that in the scripture. Well, I'm not going to argue with them. If you don't see it, you don't see it. Doesn't mean it's not there. Amen. You just said it right the first time. You don't see it. Right? And I know there's all kind of stuff I don't see. Amen. Yet. Yeah. Right? Yeah. That's why we got to keep looking. Yeah. Right? Keep looking. Yeah. Keep looking. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Why don't you just praise God a little bit while you're sitting there? Just, oh, thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. How many understand you got to be willing? You got to be willing to take some flack. Is that right? I mean, you know, people that just sit still and don't move on with God because they're afraid of what somebody's going to say. Oh, it's sad. I've seen people do that. And you go backwards. You don't stay where you are. You go backwards. And when you're out of the perfect will of God, you're in a dangerous place. You're in a place where the enemy has access to you. I've seen people. You know, I'm thinking of a man right now. And he told me just as plain what the Lord had told him to do. And he did not do it. He did not do it. I mean, I was shocked when I found out he didn't do it because I knew he wasn't confused. A lot of people didn't know. I don't know if his family even knew what he told me. But he told me, he said, I know it, what the Lord told me to do. And he didn't do it. And in years to come, tragedy after tragedy after tragedy hit his household and his family. I mean, I won't even go into all of it. It's sad. And people might say, well, wonder why God did that to him. God didn't do that to him. I said, God didn't do that to him. Wonder why God let the enemy do that to him. Well, if you get out of the perfect will of God, it's open season on you. I mean, you know, the door's open for the enemy to get to you. I want to live where it's safe. How about you? I want to live in the middle, the center of the perfect will and perfect plan of God. Well, you got to walk in the light. I said, you got to walk in the light. Stand on your feet, please.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Free from Condemnation, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001G. That's R-1001G. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God.